Coach, you knew they were going to push back on you because you won last night. Two minors and a major to kill in that first period, and your penalty kill, perfect yesterday and really good tonight. So how big a momentum is that for your team taking into the second period to be able to be successful, especially killing a major?
Well, it's huge. For sure, it's huge. But at the same time, you don't want to put yourself in that position, right? So we're killing those penalties, but we don't want to be killing penalties. When you look at it after everything is said and done, it creates momentum for sure. But the fact that we're in those situations is not necessarily a good thing. But again, our PK did a great job. And when you're able to do and kill those penalties in the 5 minute, and not, I think it's not necessarily how the fact that we kill them, it's how we kill them. Like, we had a lot of speed, a lot of momentum, we were breaking plays, we were even going on the forecheck. So I think it's the way we were avoiding or pushing the pace even on the PK, and I think that's what gave us some momentum.
So then you go into that second period, and it seemed like they had a lot of momentum in that first, and you guys took it. Even though they scored the first goal, I thought you were able to kind of get back that momentum in the second and start to play a little more closer to what your game looks like. Is that accurate?
Yeah, for sure. We stayed out of the box. That's the one thing. And we had a good push. We had good ozone time, and we were supporting the puck. I thought we had 14 shots in that period. I thought we could have shoot the puck a little bit more, but we were inside the zone, and we were supporting the puck. So we created some scoring chance because we were touching the puck first after a chance, and we were supporting the puck on the entries, and our forecheck was good. So the second period was extremely well played.
I mean, you got a veteran enough group that, you know, they score the first goal and you guys don't wilt. Charles, how nice is it, one, to see Charles David Bonoin score his first goal of the season? And two, just what kind of momentum was your team able to gain from that goal?
Well, for him, it's always good to see those guys that are blocking shots and having a defensive mindset and not a whole lot of recognition to score goals like this. It's always good to see from our perspective anyway. And after their first goal, it was no... that team is not surprising me anymore. It seems like that kind of adversity is just giving them the push to give some more. So it's... They were not a word on the bench, not a negative word on the bench. Just kept going, and so that's been our mindset for a long time, and we just kept going.
Do you like the fact though that you're able to get that goal to tie the game up, and then your team continues to push, even though you don't score right away? The fact is that your team kept going. They didn't allow the Bakersfield to kind of push back and try and reassert themselves. Your team kept pushing the momentum. Obviously, you didn't score right away, but at least you pushed the play.
Yeah, well, for sure, and that's something we've been talking to our guys. But it's one thing to talk about it, and it's another one to do it and to believe in this. So that's we have a mindset after goals for and against, and guys are doing a great job.
And we talked about the special teams on the penalty kill perspective, but power play, you guys have that 5-on-3, pretty much a carbon copy of last night's goal. Logan Shaw, same spot, same type, point in the game, 1-1. He gives you the 2-1 lead. How nice was it to see that? And just how nice is it from your perspective to get the power play goal?
Well, it was a big goal. That was a great shot. You need to take advantage of your 5-on-3s. Ryan White was doing a great job in front of the net. I think the goalie had to work really hard to see where the puck was going, and that's part of it. And you know, executing that pass, the pass was in the wheelhouse, and the shot was on the net. And it was a good shot, and then good net front. So the components of creating, manufacturing goals, they were all there.
We've talked about Ryan White as a goal scorer of late, but you know, just the intangibles that he is able to contribute, the way he talks to the refs and the linesmen after every play, the way he kind of guards some of the younger players. I mean, I know I've asked you before, but just how valuable is a player like Ryan White to this team? Because he just seems to be helping you not only in like the physical, which is something we know he's able to do, obviously the goals as well, but just, and the leadership as well.
Yeah, he brings so much. It's almost hard to describe what he does, the things for us, everything that he does. It's before the games and practice days, when we travel, you know, being away on the road, making sure that, you know, we're on the same page, getting the guys ready. He's not alone, but he's part of the leadership group, and he's you know what? He earned the respect from the people, from the referees, from the opponents, even if he plays that kind of role where he's in your face and he's creating or he's a distraction for the other team. He still earned the respect from the people around in the hockey world. So it's and that's something we take advantage of. He's on our team and he's a big piece of our success.
In the third period, they tie the game. You have a good crowd here tonight. A lot of, like I said, from our perspective, it was a playoff-like atmosphere here in Bell MTS Place. And then you guys score that late goal. I mean, just how, you know, I don't know how to put it into words, but like from your perspective, does this team ever surprise you what they're able to do late in games even?
Well, so you don't have J.C. Lepon, you don't have Tucker Pullman, and then you lose Marco Dano early in the game. We've played without CJCs pretty much the whole year. So that's a team that's been pushing and facing adversity. And we took anything that comes our way, we tried to use it and turn that into something we can take advantage of. And, you know, like, they scored that goal, and it seems like the momentum's going to switch. But the first thing you know is our guys are pushing the pace and they're on the forecheck and they're looking to create some more. And that goal was just a good execution. Good zone entry. We had no room. We didn't turn the puck over. Good forecheck to, you know, get the puck back and attacking the net. So it's basic hockey, but at the same time, it's hard to do under that kind of pressure. And those guys did it. They believe in themselves right now, and that's and they work for each other. They work hard, and they're smart, and they work for each other. And that's, to me, that's our biggest skill.
Well, speaking of working hard, you got to ask about Mikael Burden, back-to-back games, and he was, you know, a significant part of both wins last night and tonight.
Well, he's 20 years old. He should recover pretty quick. Right? He's still young, but he wanted to play. Gave him the net, and. You know, he's so dynamic. We know it takes a lot of energy for him to play a hockey game because he's not just a goaltender. Sometimes he's also a defenseman. But he's very, very dynamic in the net, and he needs a lot of energy to play the style of play he wants to play and to be good at it. But again, I think those special goaltenders, they have the ability to pull those two games in a row and play that well.
18-2, 1-1. So in your last 22 games here at Bell MTS Place, a big part of the reason why you're in the fourth and final playoff spot right now in the Central Division, what is it about playing at home that just seems to be working right for the Manitoba Moose?
Well, we're comfortable and confident in our building. It's hard to put the finger on one thing. I don't know if there's one thing. I think it's a combination of we're home. We want to play well in front of our people. We want to make them proud of the way we work. That's a team that's extremely proud and tight. So I think there's multiple reasons. But the confidence in ourselves to play well here in our building is off the chart.